Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin about 10 lines from the top on Samach Aleph, Omud Aleph. Remind ourselves from yesterday that we had a statement as to what was the proper girsa of the Gemara. There were two opinions that said that when the small city is with the large city next to each other, and the people from the large city put their Erev in the smaller city, people from the smaller city put their Erev in the larger city, we had a whole discussion there, what is the halacha? If they don't put the Erev in there, is there going to be a ability from the smaller city to be totally enveloped by the larger city totally enveloped by the smaller city? So there were two different versions that we had, ending the discussion at the end of yesterday's shir. So now we discuss that. Amar Rav Nachman, again, about 10 lines on the top, Samach Aleph, Omud Aleph. And the Gemara starts, Amar Rav Nachman, Man Detani, according to the version that had the Mishnah that read it, Anshe Lo Mishtabish, and according to the version, Man Detani, Ein Anshe Lo Mishtabish. Both of these versions could be correct. Now, what do we mean by that? That the small city is allowed to go travel throughout the large city, or is not allowed to go travel through the large city? Both versions are correct. How could that be? So Rav Nachman says, Manditani Anshe, that they're allowed to go and go through the entire larger city. It's considered as if it's within their Dalet Amos. Lo Mishtabish, didn't make a mistake. That's the correct version. Why? The Moke La Binosin. We're talking about where the people in the smaller town actually put their Erev in the other town. So therefore, they do get the entire other town as Dalet Amos. It's considered one Dalet Amos for them, this larger city, even though their smaller city is within 2,000 Amos of part of the city, but doesn't encompass the entire larger city. So therefore, the opinion that says, Anshe Ir Kitana, Mahalchiz Kol Ir Gedola, is not wrong. But likewise, the opinion that says, Ein Anshe, Umandatone, Ein Anshe, Irkitana Mahalchin is called Irgadola, can't go and walk through the entire larger city. It stops at 2,000 Amos. So, Lo Mishtabish. They didn't make a mistake either. Both of these versions are correct. Because they're talking about the Mokim Lo Bemodate. They're talking about not that a person placed his Erev there or actually stayed there, but he's talking about when they just measure from the smaller city. And the smaller city ends in the middle of the larger city, the 2,000 Amos. So then they don't get the entire larger city. And this is the way, the proper way is to read the Mishnah. When we get this to the bottom of our daf, which is where the Mishnah is found, we'll actually see that the Yerushalmi has it one way, and our Girsa and the Bavli has it the other way. Both Girsas are correct. It depends on what you're actually referring to. And that's what we have now, the Chisuri Mechzer V'Hachitani. And Shir Gedola Mahalchus Kolei Katana. The Mishnah at the bottom of the Omer is going to tell us that the people living in the larger city are always able to walk the entire smaller city because their 2,000 Amos encompasses the entire smaller city. So therefore, the smaller city is considered only like Dalet Amos. However, the Girsa that we first have is V'Ein Anshe Yer Katana Mahalchus Kolei Gedola. But the people living in the smaller city don't envelop the entire larger city with their 2,000 Amos, and therefore, they're not allowed to walk through the entire larger city, they just go up to the 2,000 Amos. But now we qualify. But Medvar Mamurim, under what circumstances is this true? Bemode, that's when they're measuring. In other words, they're starting off their 2,000 Amos from the smaller city, they travel 2,000 Amos, they end up in the middle of the larger city without enveloping the entire larger city, so they stop right there. However, Abu Mishaya Bir Gedola, if somebody is in the larger city, the Niach Zero Eruvo Bir Ketana, the person in the larger city just makes his focal point, his Dalet Amos, in the smaller city. He's not encompassing it. That's his focal point. Similarly, Hoya B'Irkitana, or a person who's living in the smaller city, he puts his focal point, he puts his Erev in the larger city. So he changes his focal point. In this situation, both the larger city and the smaller city, or the smaller city and the larger city, they've changed their focal point. It's Mahalach Hizkula. They get that other city, either the smaller city going into the larger city, or larger city going into the smaller city, that's their new focal point. And they get from that city, whether it's larger or the smaller one, wherever they made their focal point, the Chutzala Apayim Amma. They get their Apayim Amma. And that's the Chisura Mechzura that we have for the bottom Mishnah on the summit, which we'll learn a little bit, Yitz Hashem, later in the shir today. Nadigmar says, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, in the name of Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna, the following statement. Ir Sheyoshevis Asfas HaNachal. If you have a city that is adjacent to a Nachal. Now, what is a Nachal? So Rashi says over here, Nachal means Amok. It means a deep valley or ravine or a large canyon. So it's right adjacent to the town. That's the understanding that Rashi has. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down two other understandings of Nachal. One says that it is like a wadi, but it's dry. It's sometimes filled with water, but now it's dry. The other one that he has, besides the one that Rashi has, is that it means a river. And basically, this is a area that's dangerous, somewhat dangerous, next to the city. You could fall into it, you could drown, you could fall into a ravine, you could be in this wadi. So whatever it exactly is, it's dangerous. And therefore, the statement that Rav Yosef makes in the name of Rabbi Barabba, in the name of Rav Huna, is that when you have this irsh yoshev esasvas ha-nachal, if you want this to be able to be enclosed as a city, im yesh lefonea daka arbo'a. Now that's the gears that we have. If you have this daka, which we discussed in previous shiurim, is some sort of a opening or some sort of a barrier, and if it's more than arbo'a, now arbo'a normally means tfochim, but we'll see, Rashi here says, and all the other Rishonim say that the Girsa should be Arba, which because we're talking about Arba Amos. I'll explain in a moment, if you wanted to keep the Girsa of Arba, a possible way you could explain it. But this really should be Arba, Arba Amos. In fact, Rashi actually has the Girsa of Arba Amos. So you have this Daka, this wall, and this Mechitza, that is 4 Amos high along the entire town, the wall of the town. So in this situation, Modi the law misvasanacha. Then you count the town limits over here as being from this ravine, this wadi. In this situation, Modi no saw misvasanacha. The imlav, but if you don't have such a daka, a 4 amatol daka, ain't Modi the law elmi pesa beso. Then we don't consider it like it is a town, but we consider each house is separate because of this drop-off point, this valley, this ravine that you could fall into, this wadi. So it's dangerous, and therefore we don't consider it like one town. Ein modin lo el mipesach beso. So here you need dalet amos as a daka. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Abai, daka arba amos? I'm a slan alon. You're telling us you need dalet amos? Maishnomi kol daka. Why is this different than all the other dakas? Maishnomi called dake, the alma, in general, the arba'a, that require 4 tfachim. Why is this 4 amos? So Rav Yossi says, Amalei, hasam lo bi'isa tashmishta. Because in the regular case, we talked about, let's say, for the marpesis from yesterday's year, that you're in a higher up area, but it's 10 tfachim high. And therefore, a daka is fine. In that situation, they have a little small exit way. But here, we're talking about this huge wadi that's right next to you, this huge cliff that you're basically on top of this ravine or this river. So that's a dangerous area. If you don't have a high enough wall, so then we don't consider this one town. Nobody's going to be going near here, and therefore you just measure from each house. But if you have a 4 amatol wall, that's, again, 6 to 8 feet high wall, so then that's a safe area. Whereas in general, you just need a 4 tefach wall. Hocha be'iso tashmishta. In general, there is no worry or concern. But here, there's a fear, be'iso, that you're going to fall in, so therefore you must have a higher wall for this to be good. Now, the way Rashi understands this is that he's not coming to argue. Abaye was saying, everybody agrees that in a normal case it's arba tfachim, but here you need arba amos. If it's possible, I'm suggesting that the girsa of arba'a was correct, so then he's coming to argue. He says, what are you talking about that you need arba'a? Here you need arba amos. So maybe that could establish the girsa the way we have it as being correct. But the simple understanding is the girsa is incorrect. It's a mistake. We find that very frequently. We have the gender of these numbers incorrect, and often the Rashash and others go and correct it. So here it should be arba instead of arba'a. Fine. Now, where did we get this from? Amar Rav Yosef, you know, I mean Allah. How do we know that this is true? Because the Tanya, we learn the Braisa. Hitir Rabbi Shihu b'nei Geder Yordin l'Chamson. Now, these two cities, Geder and Chamson, were on an incline, on a cliff of some sort, or on an incline of some sort. Geder was the top city. You can see this in a picture in the diagrams in Rashi himself, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai, in diagram number 129. By the way, the previous Daka diagram in the Pirush Chai was diagram number 128. So bottom line is, we have these two cities. You have Geder on the top of this incline, on this mountain, and Chamson on the bottom. And Rebbe was matir, the people of B'nai Geder, that they could go down to Chamson. But he apparently didn't allow the people from Chamson to go up to Geder. So how is this possible to be done? If they're both within the tum of each other, why could Geder go to Chamson, but Chamson not go to Geder? So that's the question. And Rav Yossi said, my time, why was there such a distinction that Rebbe was matir b'nei geder yordin l'chamsin, the ain b'nei chamsin olin l'geder? So the reasoning is, my time, la mishum the hani of a daka, the people in geder made this daka, so therefore it wasn't dangerous for them down this incline, down this mountain, and therefore they were able to continue traveling. But since the people on the bottom, chamsin, didn't have this daka, the hani lo of a daka, therefore they couldn't go up together. So therefore, Rav Yossi says, oh, haraya, here's a proof to this idea that if you have this daka, then it's going to change the way we view this structure, this city. Otherwise, you don't view it as a city. That's the first teretz that we give over here to why the Bnei Geder could go to Chamsun, but Chamsun couldn't go to Bnei Geder. Fine. We have several other terutzim, however, that have nothing to do with the discussion that we just had. So, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said the following was the reason. Tadruge mitartruge lu b'nei geder lu b'nei chamsin. The people in b'nei geder had it in for the people in b'nei chamsin, and they would kill them. Rashi says, makin v'horgin hayu b'nei geder lu b'nei chamsin. They attacked them. Others have, instead of the gears of a horgin, they have the choftin, they hit them. In any event, the people in geder were not treating the people in chamsin very nicely. So, what did Rebbe do? That Rebbe was hiter Rebbe shu b'nei geder yordan l'chamsun. So he said, my hiter means hiskin. Rebbe said that even though geder was within the reach of the people in chamsun, don't go up there. So you're going to get beaten up if you go up there. That's why he didn't let the people from chamsun go up together. My ishna Shabbos, so why does that have anything to do with Shabbos? They're going to kill him on a weekday also. They should have just said, never go up there. Why did he say it on Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, the shchicha b'shichros on Shabbos, they weren't working, so they got drunk, and the people of Geder were even more dangerous. So he therefore was hiskin, ein b'nei chamsin, olin l'geder. Don't go up together, because you're going to get into trouble. So the Gemara says, but when the people from Geder go to Chamsun, they're going to cause trouble there too. When the people of Geder, they go to Chamsun, they're going to beat up the people in Chamsun. So how come Rebbe let them go? We said he was masking, he did this takana, his kid, he tears, sheyub ne geder yordan l'chamsun. So Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Kal bobolo mose, shev shnin lo novach. When they were in their hometown, the people in Geder were big shots. Then they would fight with anybody. But if they left their town, all of a sudden they're by themselves, so they wouldn't beat up the people in Chamsun. And we use this parable here, that a dog that's outside of his own town, below Masse, he's not in his town, for 7 years he's not going to bark. In other words, they're a little bit scared outside their own town, in their own town, strength with numbers and comfort of their, you know, they know the area and the terrain and they know the people, so they're able to be big shots and beat up people. But when they leave their town, they wouldn't do this. So therefore, there's a whole different interpretation of the story between Geder and Chamsun. Shmuel says, Ashtanami, Matrugei b'nei Chamsun l'bnei Geder. So in this situation, if the people of Geder are not going to be beating up the people in Chamsun, so why aren't we concerned that the people in Chamsun may go beat up the people in Geder when they come to visit them? Wouldn't they like try to get back at them for all the trouble that they did for them? Someone says, oh, that's too far. Kulei hai lo kaifulu. Okay, the people in Geder aren't going to beat up the people in Chamsun when they're in Chamsun, but they're still not weaklings. And the people in Chamsun are still going to be scared of the people of Geder, albeit they're not going to run into trouble. That's why Rebbe let the people of Geder come to Chamsun, because the people of Geder won't beat up the people in Chamsun, and people of Chamsun won't take revenge on the people from Geder when they're in Chamsun, because they're still tough guys. So that's this other teretz, what's going on between Geder and Chamsun. A third teretz, so Safra Amar, Ir Hasuya Kikeshes Havoy. No, the reason why Rebbe let them go from Geder to Chamsun, but not from Chamsun to Geder, because this is the classical case of the bow city that we had previously. Ir Hasuya Kikeshes Havoy. Chamsun, which was the bottom city, was in the shape of a bow. So Geder could always reach into Chamsun. But Chamsun, depending on where you live, might not be able to reach in Geder. And you can see this in diagram number 24 in the art scroll. And you can also see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 130 on page 133. And what we basically have here is that between the two heads of the keshes, there was more than 4,000 amot. You don't see this in the art scroll diagram, but you see this clearly in the Pirush Chai diagram, that the line called Aleph was more than 4,000 amot from one end of the keshes to the other end of the keshes. And in this situation, we don't fill in that entire space. We only fill it in until the 2,000 amot point from the bow up until the area from the bow, 2,000 amma up. So therefore, in this situation, the people of Geder reached to the city, but the people from the city didn't reach to Geder. And therefore, the Tchum is different from Geder, from its end until Chamsin, versus from Chamsin up until Geder. And therefore, that's what this Chiddush is over here, why Geder could go to Chamsin, but Chamsin couldn't go to Geder. Finally, the fourth teretz is Rav Dimi bar Chinina Amar, Anshir Gedolov, Anshir Kitan Havoy. The example over here of one city being a large city and the other city being a small city. Geder was a large city going into Chamsin, the smaller city. So it totally encompassed Chamsin, and that's why Geder could go to Chamsin. But Chamsin didn't totally encompass Geder, and therefore it couldn't go into Geder. So again, that's teretz number four. Rav Kahana Masdi Hochi. Rav Kahana taught it the way we just did. However, Rav Tuyumi Masdi Hochi, he learned it the following way. He said, we don't know who said teretz number three and who said teretz number four. Rav Safra, Rav Dimi Bar Chinina, one of them said teretz number three, one of them said teretz number four, we don't know who. Chalamar Yerasuya Kikashis Havoy, Chalamar Anshir Kitanov, Anshir Gedol Havoy, we just don't know which one was which. So the only difference of this version between Rav Kahana and Rav Tuyumi was Rav Kahana knew exactly who said the teretz of the Ir Kashes, that's Rav Safra, and the Ir Gedol, Ir Kitana, that was Rav Dimi Bar Chinina. And Rav Tuyumi wasn't sure which one said. Now we get to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, which is what we've been discussing on the first part of the Shir. So it's unusual. We've been discussing this Mishnah, and we haven't had the Mishnah yet. Now we have the Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts, Anshir Gedol Mahalchin Shkolir Kitana. People in the large city are allowed to traverse the entire small city. However, the Anshir Kitana Mahalchin Shkolir Gedola. Likewise, the people in the small city are able to go and go through the entire large city. That's the Girsa that we have. On the side, it says in Yushami, the Ein Anshe Ir Kitana Mahalchin is called Ir Gedola. And that's again what we had the first part of the Shir. What is the right Girsa here? And we had Chisuri Mechzer Valchitani. So, according to the Girsa, we have in our Mishnah here in the Bavli, which is different than the way it has it in the Yushami, as I pointed out. And the Rif as well, by the way, has the same Girsa as the Yushami, the Ein Anshe Ir Kitana Mahalchin is called Ir Gedola. But we'll keep with our Girsa for now, and we already reconciled this. So, Ketzad, what are we talking about? Mishoya Bir Gedola, anybody living in the larger city, Vinasan is Eruva Bir Kitana, but he put his actual Eruv in the smaller city. Or Bir Kitana, Vinasan Eruva Bir Gedola, or they're in the smaller city, but they put their Eruv in the larger city. In other words, they change their focal place. So then, Mahalach is Kula, Vichutz La Pai Mama. Then they're basically each one, whether it's going from the larger city to the smaller city to the larger city, they all basically have the new city as their Dalit Amos, and then they get 2,000 Amos in every direction around the new city that they placed into, not their home city, but the one that they put their Erev Tuchumim into. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein lo ela mimakom eruvo al payim amma. He says, no, if you just put your Erev over there, you get 2,000 Amos from your Erev, but unless you're actually in the city itself, you do not get the entire city as Dalit Amos. So when you put your Erev in that city, you get 2,000 Amos from that Erev in all directions, but you don't get the whole city. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. And here's his reason why. Amalim Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva tells the Tanna Kamma, don't you agree with me? Iatem modemli. In the following scenario, don't you agree with me? That Vinosin Eruva Bimara, if a person puts his Erev to Chumim inside a cave, She'ein lo ela mimakom eruva al payimamba. Don't you agree? He doesn't get the whole cave as Dalit Amos. In that situation, wherever he put the food, that's where he starts his 2,000 Amos, and that's it. Now you agree with me to that. So how come you don't agree with me the same thing in the city? Why is the cave any different than the city? That's what Rabbi Kiva asked the Tanna Kamma, the Chachamim. Amulo, the Chachamim respond and they say the two aren't the same. Hey, Masai, when do we agree with you? If you put your Erev in a cave, you don't get the whole cave. But the city, you do get the whole city. That's because Bizman Shein Badiurin. The cave has nobody living in there. So we agree with you. If it's not inhabited by people, so then it's not going to be that you get the whole cave. But in the city, Avoyesh Badiurim, or in a cave that has people living inside of it, Mahalach is Kula, we view the entire cave or the entire city as Dalit Amos. And then Vichutzala Alpayimama, then you start your Alpayimama outside of it. Therefore, Nimtso Kal Tochom Yal Gaba. In the case of the cave, you actually get a kula. If there are people living in the cave, then you get the entire cave. And in this situation, you get 2,000 Amos. Now, let's say the cave, we'll see later on in the Gemara. Not today, it's Hashem in the future. So we'll see that the cave has two entrances, one all the way on the left, one all the way on the right. So if you're on the top, you wouldn't be able to walk from one entrance to the other entrance because it's, let's say, more than 2,000 Amos. But if your place is in the cave, so then you could go out the left entrance or you go out the right entrance, and not a problem. Mahalach is kula v'chutzala. Alpayim Amo. So this is the rule when it's inhabited. And that's what the Chachamim respond to Rabbi Kiva. We're talking here about a cave that's not inhabited. That's why we agree with you. But if the cave is inhabited, and certainly a city that's inhabited, then you view it as 1 dalet amos, and you count your 2,000 amos from outside the cave, outside the city. However, the Mishnah then concludes and says, V'lamodate, somebody that starts off in the smaller city, and he counts 2,000 amos, and then he ends up plop in the middle of the larger city, he doesn't get the rest of the larger city. Shafilu, sof midaso, kol abimahara, just like in the cave, he just stops wherever he is. It's going to stop there. It is 2,000 amos. He doesn't get the rest of the cave. So too over here, in our situation, if he just is counting, he's modate, as opposed to he's putting his tum over there, he puts his focal point over there, his Erev Tuchumim, so then, in this situation, he doesn't get the entire city, he only gets the end of the 2,000 Amos. Now we turn to the Omid base. The Gemara starts off and says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel the following, Shavas Be'ir Chareva, if a person actually lived, he stayed, he has his shvisa in this Ir Chareva. Ir Chareva is basically an abandoned town, it's a destroyed town, but Rashi points out, it's only destroyed, it's abandoned midirel from people living here, avol mechitzasa, but all of the walls, kayemes, sabivla. So it's a walled city that's been abandoned. I don't know, the bad guys were coming and all the people left, and now it's an abandoned city. And he goes there at the beginning of Shabbos, and he's shavas in this ir chareva. So what's the halacha? So Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says, according to the Rabbanon, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, mahalach is kula, he gets the entire city here that's uninhabited, Dalet Amos, the Chutzal Alpay Mama, and then he counts 2,000 Amos in all directions around the city. So this abandoned city is viewed like Dalet Amos. If it's an enclosed city, it's viewed like Dalet Amos, and he gets 2,000 Amos around it. That's what Yehuda Mishmuel says, according to the opinion of the Chachamim. However, he niach asei ruvo be'ir chareva, if he just put his Erev Tuchumim inside that city, but didn't actually shavas there himself, then then we don't give him the whole city, we just give him 2,000 amos from the place where he put his food, where his Erev Tuchumim was. That what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says is the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar says, and the Mefarshim bring down, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, and some have the girsa that he actually says, within the sheet of the Chachamim, I disagree with you. I say that the Chachamim hold, Echot shavas v'echot niach. It doesn't make any difference whether you're physically sitting there or you just put your food over there. Mahalach is kula. You get the entire city is dalet amos. And then v'chutz l'apayim amma, you get 2,000 amma beyond that. So Elazar is much more meiko than the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel in terms of what the Chachamim hold. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that the Chachamim only hold that for shavas, but not for heiniach. And Rav Elazar says, no, whether you're shavas or heiniach, you still get the entire city as dalet amos. And then you get the 2,000 amos beyond it. Now, the Gemara questions Rabbi Elazar. Meisvei, they ask on Rabbi Elazar, doesn't make any sense, because look at our Mishnah. We said, Amalei and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, to this Tanakama, don't you agree with me? Yet, emodimli, then no saying, Esei Ruva B'mara, that if you placed your Erev Tuchumim inside the Ma'ara, then you only get, Shein lo mimokam Eruvo, Ela Paimama. You don't get the entire Dalet Amos of the cave. The cave is not considered your Dalet Amos, but what happens is you just, wherever you put your food, you get 2,000 amos in there. Now, how did Rabbi Akiva say, don't you agree with me? And the Chachamim responded, the Tanakhama responded, Amulo, no, Emosai, that's only true Bisman Shein Bo D'Yur, when you have no people in the cave, then we agreed with you. But only in that situation, Ha, Be'ein Bo D'Yurin, Modumle, they only agreed with, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Akiva, only when there's no people living there. Now, in our situation, this abandoned city, there's no people living there. So, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is correct. It's difference between Shavas, which was the case where they agreed that you get the entire city's Dalet Amos, but Hiniach, they said you don't get it. So to over here, this is a case of Hiniach, and if there are no diurin there, module. So, Rabbi Elazar, you're wrong. So the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Elazar would say, what does it mean, my ain bo diurin? What does it mean that it's abandoned? You know what it means? It means eino re'uyu ladira. It means that the walls fell down. And nobody can live there, or they're about to fall down, and nobody can live there. But if the walls are intact, even though nobody lives there, it's not called abandoned. It's called, right now, nobody's living there. But they could live there, and therefore, the din is different. So Belazar is okay. Where it says, I bring you a raya to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Toshma. We said, Shavas Bo'ir. If the person who is actually making his Erev Tuchumim by moving there, by living there, Then we said, Afilu hi gedola k'Antuchia. Even if he moves into this huge metropolis like Antuchia, Antioch, or he's in a ma'ara, he's in a cave, and this cave is Afilu kimara Sitko Melch Yuda. This is like the royal cave that Sitkiyahu HaMelech had when he ran away, Nebuch, from trying to run away from Nebuchadnezzar. He went through these huge caves. So these were like the royal caves. So in these two scenarios, even if it's Ir Gedola, like Antiochia, Antioch, or it was like the caves, the royal caves at Sikyo, which were used, Mahalik Eskula, you do get the entire area as being Dalet Amos. And then, the Chutzla Paimama. Now, what are we talking about? Why is this a riot to Rebbe Yehuda Mar Shmuel? Because Rebbe Yehuda Mar Shmuel said, again, that if you were Shavas there, then you get the entire area as being Dalet Amos. So, in this Braisa, we said, comparing Antiochia to a Ma'ara. Ketani ir dumio de Ma'ara. Since they were juxtaposed, it must be similar. So the city is similar to the cave. Mam ora chareba, just like a cave is abandoned, af ir chareba, we must be talking here about an abandoned city. Now, this abandoned city, we said, you are shavas in it. Only if you're shavas in it, do you get the entire city as Dalet Amos. So therefore, v'shavas in, abol in yachlo. So, Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel Shita is exactly what this Braisa seems to be talking about. We're comparing the two, and it's only if you were Shavas in it. Shavas Bier, implication being, if you were Niach Ziruvo, it wouldn't. And that's exactly what Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel said, Kasha, to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar as well. Now, Mani, whose opinion is this? Ilema Rabbi Akiva, if you want to tell me that it's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Machmir. Rabbi Akiva said, it doesn't work in any event. It doesn't make a difference whether you're Shavas or you're Niach. He says, if it's a person who's not there himself, it doesn't make any difference. So, Ilema, Rabbi Akiva, Ma'ir Yechareva, what does it make if it's a city that's abandoned? Apil Yeshiva Nami. Even if there are people living there, he holds that that's not allowed. It's only if you're Shabbos there from the beginning of Shabbos, do you get it as your Dalet Amos. But if you put your Erev there, it doesn't. So, this can't be Rabbi Akiva, because he wouldn't make any distinction between an abandoned city or a regular city. Elalav the Rabbanon, so this must be the opinion of the Rabbanon. And it's only because time of the Shavas in, it's only because they actually stayed there. Implication being Avoli Niachlo, and that's exactly like Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, and Akashon Rabbi Elazar. Shmuel says, not necessarily. Lo Tema, Ir Dumya Demara. Instead of making the Hekish that it's the city is like a cave, make it the other way around. Ela Ema Ma'ara Dumya the Ir. The cave was like the city. And my Ir Yeshiva, just like a typical city, has inhabitants in it. So Av Ma'ara Yeshiva, we must be talking about a cave that it was inhabited. And therefore, whose opinion is this? Rabbi Akiva. This is exactly in accord with Rabbi Akiva, who agrees. Damar, Ein Lo Mimoka Meruva Elo Paimama. You only get from where you placed your Erev, 2,000 Amos, whether it's in an abandoned city or in a regular city. It doesn't make any difference. But even Rabbi Akiva agrees that in this situation, if it's an inhabited place, it's not abandoned, so then you get the entire town if you live there. He agrees. It's only Behiniach that he makes no distinction. So therefore, this is a no raya against Rabbi Elazar. He could say that this Braisa goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who distinguishes between Shabbos and Iniach by a city that has people living in it. So, make the comparison, the city to the cave. But the Gemara says, V'al kimara sitkyo k'tani. We're talking about the cave at Sitkyo. Now, the cave at Sitkyo, Rashi says, nobody's living there right now, either one of two reasons. The cave of Tzidkio, Rashi says, the Ein Shom Diurin, there's nobody there right now, Dar Shel Melech Haisa, belong to the Melech Tzidkio. Inami, Hashel Lesbi Diurin. Or, in any event, whatever it is, nobody's living there right now. So, it's uninhabited. So, how's that a raya? Someone says, no. When we're comparing the ear, Dumya de Ma'ara, it's somewhat like it, but not exactly like it. Kimaras Tzidkio, the low Kimaras Tzidkio, it's like the Ma'ara of Tzidkio, but it's not exactly like the Ma'ara of Tzidkio. Kimaras Tzidkio, it's like the Ma'ara of Tzidkio, it's Gedola, it's very, very large. However, below Kimaras Tzidkio, but it's not like the Ma'ara of Tzidkio, because the Ilu Hasim Chareva, because Nebuch Tzidkio is no longer around. V'ocha Yeshiva, but in our case, in the Braisa, is using it as saying it's the size of the Ma'ara of Tzidkio, but dissimilar to Tzidkio, because Tzidkio's Mara nobody's living in right now, but in this Mara, people are living in right now. Finally, we conclude this parak with the following story. Mar Yehuda, Ashechinu Livnei Mavrachta. Mar Yehuda, he found the people from the city of Mavrachta, the Kamosve Eruvayu, Bevei Knishta, Debea Govar. They wanted to extend their Erev outside the city of Mavrachta, so they put their Erev to Chumim inside the Beis Knesses of Bei Agovar, which was outside their city. And when they put it there, Mar Yehuda said, Amar Lehu, Guvu Bei Tve. Move it all the way to the furthermost end of that Beis Knesses. So this way you'll gain. Instead of having it in the middle, and then you can only go 2,000 amas from the middle, move it all the way to the left. And this way you go 2,000 amas from that leftmost point, rather than being in the middle. This way you'll be able to travel a little bit extra, the difference between putting it in the middle and putting it at the end. That's what Bar Yehuda told them. Amalei Rava, Rava said, you're wrong. Plaga. Why are you causing machlokas over here? Palga is a person, cholik al chacham mata. You're arguing the chachamim. Because how do we paskin the Erevin? In regards to Erevin, less the chosh l'ha de Rabbi Akiva. Nobody takes the machmir opinion of Rabbi Akiva with hiniach. We all paskin. It doesn't make a difference between hiniach or shabbas. As long as you have your food there in the city, or in this building, in this Beis Knesses, you get the entire building, the entire city, as your Dalet Amos, where you start from, and then you get 2,000 Amos behind it. As Tosus points out, in the top little Tosus, the Kaimelon, Kedavirei HaMeiko Be'erivin, we always postulate the more lenient opinion. Rabbi Akiva is the more machmir opinion, so we postulate the more lenient opinion, and in general, Tchumen D'Rabbanon, since the whole din of Tchumen, we paskin is a din D'Rabbanon. It's interesting, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a din D'Raisa. In any event, since we have this reason that we always go by the Meikel opinion in regards to Tchumim, so Rava told Mar Yehuda, you're wrong, you're starting up, so to say, with the Chachamim's opinion that we make, in Hilchas Erevin, we go after the Meikel opinion. Hadron Alecha Ketzam Avrin, Hadron Alecha Ketzam Avrin, Hadron Alecha Ketzam Avrin. Yitz Hashem, tomorrow we will start the sixth Perek. A guten Moed to everyone.